brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, welcome back, folks, to the Alex Jones Show. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, filling in for Alex today. We've been talking about Fukushima radiation catastrophe and how it's spreading radiation across the world now with reactor number three core containment vessel break that is causing a leak there. We've been talking about GMOs and the events taking place tomorrow around the country to protest the non-labeling of GMOs in our food supply. People are demanding across the political spectrum, on the left, the right, everybody in between, everybody wants to know what's in their food. We also have talked about health freedom a little bit, and joining us shortly, we're going to have Kentucky gubernatorial candidate Phil Moffitt, who is going to be joining us and talking about his amazing platform that says keep the FDA off of our farms in Kentucky, get the federal government out of our lives so that our farmers can pursue their own economic abundance without having their hands tied behind their backs or without being carted off as criminals for growing things such as industrial hemp, which we import from other countries anyway to make clothing and bags and food. So why not let Kentucky farmers grow it? Industrial hemp, you can't smoke it. It's not that drug. It's industrial hemp only, and it's good for making clothing and fibers. And, hey, the Constitution is written on hemp. So that's what we're talking about, bringing that back to America. So Phil Moffitt's going to be joining us. Phil, are you there right now?
Yes, sir, I am.
Thank you, Mr. Moffitt, for joining us today. Now, for those who aren't familiar with your platform and what you're saying here, can you give us a brief summary of what you're running on here with the FDA and keeping the FDA off of the farms of the Kentucky farmers?
Well, one of the corners of our platform is fighting for state sovereignty under the 9th and 10th Amendment. And part of that is using the power of nullification to get the federal government out of our coal fields in Kentucky and off of our, and the FDA off of our farms. And it also applies to trying to get any unconstitutional regulation or law that comes from the federal government off our territory in Kentucky. We're able and free people, and we need to be treated as such by the U.S. government.
Well, let me ask you, what's wrong with the FDA on your farms there in Kentucky? Why are you against that?
Well, for a number of reasons. One, it's not a right given to them as, enumerated in the Constitution. So they shouldn't have any place regulating how we farm or what we farm in Kentucky. And the other is that they're choking our farms to death. They're taking away crops. They're bringing in they're trying to force us to use the seeds from, genetically modified seeds. And they're trying all kinds of techniques basically to tell us what to do and when to do it. That's not how free people live.
That's exactly right. Now, where did this come from? I know you're a Tea Party candidate and you're running in the gubernatorial primary, which is coming up very soon. But what caused you to pursue this position, and what kind of feedback are you getting from the people of Kentucky that you're talking to right now about this position?
Well, what caused us to do it is our farmers are going broke. Slowly but surely, the federal government has taken away crops from them and opportunity for them to prosper. And one of the biggest things that they took away from us, and they did this quite some time ago, but it needs to come back now because it has even more relevance today than it did 100 years ago, and that's industrial hemp. These things, industrial hemp is a wonderful product. It grows exceptionally well in Kentucky. It can be used for all types of things, including food, clothing, oils, lotions, medicines, and it was the number one cash crop in Kentucky until the DEA, believe it or not, in the 1930s took it away from our farmers because they tied it to marijuana, which is an unjust tying together of two things. Because you can smoke hemp, but you certainly can't get high off of it. The response has been very good. I'll tell you, there are a lot of people in Kentucky that want the organic food industry in Kentucky. They want industrial hemp. They want their farmers to just...
All right, Phil, we got to take a break here, Phil. We will be joining you on the other side of this break. Stay with us here on the Alex Jones Show. We'll be returning with Phil Moffitt, getting the FDA off Kentucky's farms.
We'll be right back. Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm filling in for Alex today. I'm Mike Adams, the editor of Natural News. We are joined right now by Phil Moffitt, who is the gubernatorial candidate for Kentucky, and he's running on a unique and very uplifting platform, actually, about getting the feds off of our farms, out of our lives, so that the farmers of Kentucky can experience economic abundance without the interference of Washington. It's about more than farmers, but Phil Moffitt is joining us again in this segment. Phil, what has been the reaction now so far to your message out on the streets in Kentucky?
The reaction has been wonderful. A lot of people in Kentucky understand how repressive the federal government has become, especially to our farmers. We had an absolutely wonderful tobacco industry here in Kentucky that was taken away from us through federal regulation and lawsuits. And it really has left our farmers in such a tough spot. They're trying to fight now in the soybean and soy markets, which, of course, are worldwide markets with very low margins. And they need more crops and more opportunity to be free people. And, you know, industrial hemp and the whole foods industry and the natural foods industry would be great extensions for them, and it would allow us to bring jobs and prosperity back to Kentucky in a way we haven't seen in a long time.
And as you're explaining, the federal government has interfered with the ability of Kentucky farmers to grow crops that would actually make them a profit, such as industrial hemp, which, again, we're importing from other countries and not allowing it to be grown right here in America. I mean, how does that policy even come to exist in America where American farmers can't grow the stuff that we're buying from other countries? Doesn't make sense.
It's what you might expect. It was a paragraph by a rich industrialist in the 1930s. Andrew Mellon, who was the Bill Gates of the day and the owner of Mellon Bank, was the Secretary of Treasury under FDR. And he was also one of the seed investors in a company called DuPont Chemical. DuPont Chemical was starting to, you know, understanding things like plastics and nylons and those types of things. The synthetics industry was being born. And their number one competitor was the industrial hemp industry in the United States. So hemp at the time was, you know, used for clothing and fabrics, ropes, and all kinds of different things. And, of course, by taking that off the market, and how they did it was they used that current day DEA to tie hemp, which is in the cannabis family, to tie industrial hemp to marijuana, and they made it illegal, and it took it off the, it really in just a day or so, took an entire market away from Kentucky farmers and other states as well.
It's incredible, but just to be clear for those listening, your position is not about medical marijuana. You're not advocating marijuana. You're advocating just that farmers can grow industrial hemp to be used for clothing, to be used for making personal care products, and even hemp seeds, which are a nutritional product, those kinds of things, correct?
That is absolutely correct. We are not trying to get marijuana legalized in Kentucky. We want industrial hemp re-legalized in Kentucky.
There you go. Now, I understand that your position is gaining such strength, and you have so much momentum moving forward now, that you're already starting to be attacked with some rather sleazy types of tactics that we see in a lot of political campaigns. This is some of the breaking news. We just got word before we went on the air with you here, Phil, that someone is running counterfeit ads in your name on Facebook to try to discredit you.
That's exactly right. It is amazing that they would do this, but the truth is there are a lot of bad people out there. They're trying to pit us against the New Hampshire's Free State Project, and this ad says something to the effect that we don't believe that they've done a good job, and basically it sheds a bad light on them, and that's just not the case. We appreciate what they're doing in New Hampshire and hope for the best. But, you know, I guess my late father-in-law told me at one time, he's an old Army Air Corps pilot, he said that you know you're over the target when you start catching the flak. And that's exactly what's happening to us. We have a good message. We're getting it out there. The people are excited about it. And now they're just trying to destroy me personally.
Well, you're right in the crosshairs now. Of course, you're going to be hit with a big disinfo campaign. You can expect a lot more, Phil, as I'm sure you're aware. But if you think about it, you are challenging the authority of the federal government in the state of Kentucky. And they know that if you win and you can protect that power of the state there and you can enforce the 10th Amendment rights of the state of Kentucky versus the federal government, that you will set a precedent. And that precedent is extremely dangerous to the power that's slipping through the fingers of those at the federal government who don't want the states to be able to make their own decisions about things like food and medicine and farming and economics and so on.
Well, you're absolutely right, but I like the company that I'm in because Thomas Jefferson in 1798 wrote something called the Kentucky Resolution. And that was a resolution he wrote in response to the Aliens and Seditions Act. And basically what it said is that Thomas Jefferson said that if the general government assumes undelegated powers, then nullification is the act that is right, that is the rightful remedy. And that's what we need to do. I don't believe, and I've read the Constitution several times, if we don't fight against the federal government, I don't believe there's a statute of limitations that keeps us from starting the fight today or starting the fight tomorrow. They've taken our rights away. We need to get them back and on our side of the fence. And, you know, Kentucky's just one of many states that are, I will be as Kentucky's governor, one of many governors that are looking forward to this fight with the federal government to get them back into the Constitution.
Yeah, you're right, Phil. There's no statute of limitations on freedom, and thank goodness for that, too. Now, Phil Moffitt, your website, let me just spell that out for people listening. It's Phil Moffitt, MOFFETT.com. So you can check out more information about Phil Moffitt on that website. We are going to continue with Phil here. I have a question for you. Phil, have you done any calculations, or can you just take a shot at this, about what it would mean? mean to Kentucky's economy if you could get the federal government off your farms, out of your industrial hemp farming history, and reestablish freedom for the state of Kentucky in the agriculture sense. What would that mean for your people there in the state?
Well, I can tell you the University of Kentucky did a study in 1990 about the impact that industrial hemp would have in Kentucky if it were re-legalized. And by their numbers, they estimated that as many as 90,000 new jobs would be created in Kentucky as a result of the farming and the processing of hemp and the related products that would come from it. Now that's a really big number, and even if we only got a third of that impact, it would be a home run at really of epic proportions in Kentucky. So it's opening our farmers up to be able to make the common sense decisions that they're capable of making, will turn us into one of the best economies in the nation. And I know that scares a lot of people out there because Kentucky's always been a laggard in almost every way. And here we are looking at an opportunity to jump ahead of the rest of the country and actually lead. And
well, I can see with you at the helm there, Kentucky would become, if your policies were able to get through and you were able to protect them from the federal government, Kentucky would become the industrial hemp farming capital of the country. I could actually see farmers migrating to Kentucky to buy land that would increase the land values throughout the state. There would be higher tax revenues, higher exports out of Kentucky. This would be an economic gold mine for the state of Kentucky. And frankly, the first state that does this is going to get the most riches from that gold mine, it seems, wouldn't you say?
I agree with that. And, you know, it also opens up the multi-billion-dollar organic and natural food industry as well. I mean, they are looking for a place to be able to grow their crops without having the government crawling all over them every day. And it's something that we need to have in place. It seems so common sense to me and so fundamental in terms of a right of freedom. I have a hard time believing so many people don't believe or resistant to this type of stuff in terms of getting the federal government off of our farms and out of our coal fields.
Well, it's amazing. The American people have been trained, as you well know. They've been hypnotized in many cases to just do what they're told, follow their orders. They're drugged often with so many medications that they're beyond critical thinking ability. You know, there's fluoride in the water. The food has been stripped of many of its nutritional values because of the refining and the processing and the bleaching and the homogenization through the processed food industry. And what you're talking about now in Kentucky, growing real food, organic food even, real crops that can be used right here in America, that would help, I think, wake Americans up from the healthy, nutritious soil that Kentucky is blessed with. I mean, you really have a gold mine there.
Well, I agree with you. It's the situation is that we really have been brainwashed, you know, over the last three or four decades, if not longer, to believe that everything that the federal government does is to protect us. And it really is nonsense. Most of the things that they have put into place and insist stay in place have done absolutely nothing positive for us, and we need to roll that back and get back to the basics and get back to understanding that farmers need economic opportunities and we need to promote self-reliance, and it's what made this country great, and we have to go back to that, or we're going to convert ourselves into some semi-socialist European nation.
Well, those are dangerous words in Washington. Self-reliance. How dare you suggest such a thing for Americans? Self-reliance. Hey, people are supposed to depend on the government to tell them what to do, what to eat, what kind of medicine to buy, what kind of vaccines to take, so on and so forth. You know, the idea that people could actually rely on themselves or each other or their local communities, that's the antithesis of what Washington is trying to sell these days.
Well, you're right, and it's the opposite of what the founders believed.
Absolutely.
You know, the founders believed that if you could push government as far out to the people as possible so that local problems are being solved by local people with local money, that things would be much better for everybody, and they were right on the money with it. And, we need to quit thinking with the central government mindset and turn it back around to where they allow us to define what our problems are, what our solutions are, and our funding needs to be on a local basis.
That's absolutely the key. We are heading towards a break here. Now, on the other side of the break, I want to ask you, Phil, about why the left, even many people on the left, like your position as well. Your position crosses party boundaries and brings it back to freedom and self-reliance and getting the federal government off our farms and out of our states. Join us back here on the other side of this break on The Alex Jones Show with Phil Moffitt.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG clubs and survival bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. This is Mike Adams filling in for Alex today, and we are joined by some good music in the background there. We are joined by gubernatorial candidate for the state of Kentucky, Phil Moffitt, who is running on a platform of nullifying the FDA's influence over Kentucky's farms and even nullifying the Department of Agriculture's mandates over farming there. Mr. Moffitt is also an opponent of the Obama healthcare system that has been pushed upon Americans. And I also wanted to ask you, too, Phil, about what do you think about the Senate 510 Food Safety Act that has been passed and that is now going to further burden U.S. farmers who are trying to you know, just make an honest living?
Well, this is another example of the government passing legislation and putting some happy name on it, like the Food Safety Act. And in reality, what they're doing is stripping away more of our liberties and more of our freedoms with the act itself. And, you know, we just have to stop this stuff. If we really knew that certain products were absolute carcinogens or absolute health hazards and things like that, I can understand where the federal government would want to act. But the reality is all they're interested in is telling us what to do and when to do it and how to do it. And they're killing our farm economy by doing that, and it just needs to stop. They need to give that power back to the state. We have a fully functional Department of Agriculture at the state level in Kentucky, and we're perfectly capable of managing our own affairs in that regard.
Exactly, and with the economic abundance that would come from the freedom that you would like to restore to Kentucky's farmers, seems like the state of Kentucky would have a lot of extra tax revenues to use for running things like your own State Department of Agriculture. Makes economic sense, doesn't it?
It makes economic sense anytime government gets out of the way and lets people figure things out on their own. Because the free market is the most efficient vehicle for getting progress accomplished in terms of new products, new services. And the more the government stands in the way, the more they retard that effort.
And what's really interesting about your position, this is just my comment, I have a lot of readers on both the left and the right, and a lot of libertarian readers as well. And I noticed that even people on the far left are very much in support of your basic platform here of being able to grow what you want to grow without the feds coming in and telling you can't grow that. Industrial hemp being used to create hemp seeds, which are very rich in omega-3s, and hemp clothing, which is really rugged and long-lasting. You can blend it with cotton. You know, even the people on the left have been actually calling out for some of these things, of course, perhaps in a different context. I understand that's not where you're coming from, Phil. You're a Tea Party candidate. But isn't it interesting that your position has such broad appeal that crosses virtually all party boundaries and just gets down to the root of freedom for the people? At a local level,
common sense has a broad appeal. You know, there is not a reasonable explanation other than a power grab by a rich industrialist in the 1930s that industrial hemp ever should have been taken off the market. There was absolutely no reason for it, and it needs to be brought back. As I said earlier, common sense has broad appeal across all segments of society, and I think I think a big part of the Tea Party movement coming to life is the fact that, you know, people understand at a common sense level we can't keep burying our country in debt. Just like at a common sense level we know that we can't continue to be buried in regulation from the FDA and the EPA on things that really are local issues that we should be figuring out on our own.
Now, what can people do, Phil, who want to support your campaign or learn more about the progress of your campaign?
Well, we definitely need your help. We have 54 days till our primary. We actually have a May 17, 2011 primary, and you can go out to philmoffitt.com at philmoffitt.com. Sign up for email updates. You can sign up to volunteer or make donations. And also you can follow us on Twitter, which is MoffittHarmon11, which is 1-1. So MoffittHarmon, H-A-R-M-O-N, 1-1. And that's on Twitter. So get in touch with us. We would love to have you as part of the team, and we need your support.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Phil, for joining us here on the Alex Jones Show today. And thank you for adopting this platform of nullifying the FDA, the DEA, and the USDA in the state of Kentucky. It will be very interesting to see how this moves forward. We wish you the best of success in your candidacy. And, of course, any candidate who's running for office on a platform of freedom is likely to do increasingly well in the days ahead, because I think America has reached a tipping point. America is tired of the federal government telling us how to live our lives, grow our food, and take our medicine. And people are changing. People are recognizing we've got to have freedom if we want to have a future. We'll be back on the other side of this break right here on the Alex Jones Show. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All-natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines. It seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. And begin to see a different world.
And they found that the genes that were inserted into soybeans transferred into the DNA of the bacteria living inside us, and certain varieties of genetic modified corn are engineered to produce an insecticide living inside us.
I'm looking at the food that's in the grocery store. They say it's safe, everybody eat more. On second thought, I don't really
know. Jones Show.
With those
Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, filling in for Alex today. And you were just hearing a segment from a song I did called Just Say No to GMOs. Just trying to do a little music on the side and try to sing about some topics that people need to know about freedom and GMOs and so on. Now, in this segment, we are going to be taking calls. If you would like to call in, the number is 800-259-9231. You can call in. We want to be taking calls about Fukushima and GMOs in this segment. So please, callers, respect those topics. And we're going to go to callers right now. We have, I believe here, we have Stephen in Florida calling in. Go ahead, Stephen. You're on the air. Stephen, are you there? All right, moving on to Noel in Illinois.
Hello. Hello, Mike. It's a pleasure speaking with you. You do an unbelievable job, man. God bless your work. Two quick questions on GMO foods. I'm a college student. I'm an aspiring investigative reporter. Wondering how in the world I could interview you on my show for what college kids can do to prepare to get themselves self-sufficient in a way from these fancy GMO foods. And secondly, about natural medicines. I know I use Tom's of Maine fluoride-free toothpaste. What can people do natural ways for dental work and then natural medicines that we could get cheap at some grocery stores?
Well, the best medicine is actually food. If you go out and you buy raw purple cabbage, for example, juice a little bit of that in a juicer, that stuff actually treats ulcers better than ulcer drugs. Raw broccoli juice, for example, has an anti-cancer effect. It helps prevent breast cancer and prostate cancer. Virtually every color in your food, purple cabbage or the red of an apple skin or grape skin, fruits and vegetables and seeds and nuts, they all contain natural medicines. So those are some great ones. Of course, there are great products that concentrate those as natural supplements. I don't want to name any specific products right here, but there are some great ones out there. If you want to connect with me, you have to do that through the Natural News website, and I would very much enjoy being on your show. I'm sitting in for Alex today, focused on the Alex Jones topics, which are Fukushima and GMOs. I appreciate your call. Thank you, Noel. Daryl from Texas.
How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, Daryl. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, I wanted to ask a few questions, and I realize you're pressed for time, so I'm thinking the best way thing for me to do is maybe just take about 15 or 20 seconds, ask these questions, and then you can maybe formulate your answer. And those are, I'm interested in comparing this event in Fukushima to maybe Hiroshima, Nagasaki, to kind of assess what we've been through in the past. And assuming this will enter our food, how we can educate ourselves to best avoid these. Also, is there anywhere to run, basically, on the globe? Is this stuff going to circle and equilibrate through the globe? I understand it'll always be more devastating towards the source. But go ahead.
Well, one of the big differences, Daryl, of course, in the atomic weapons dropped in World War II, it was a single large burst of radiation that then faded out immediately. What we have in Fukushima is a slowly building, sustained release of radiation that is nowhere near being under control. So now we're dealing with sort of a marathon of radiation exposure, where in Nagasaki, we were dealing with a one-time burst of radiation and a lot of fallout afterwards. Now, this situation in Fukushima could actually end up impacting a greater number of people with, of course, a lower severity of radiation than the atomic weapons of World War II. But it could impact a lot more people over time. Did you have a follow-up question?
Yes, please. Obviously, this is going to be a greater threat in the Pacific, and I am just becoming a big fan of things like chlorella and spirulina, which float in the ocean. They're algae. The question would be, if this is in our food and our soil, can we expect it to decrease over time? Also, do you think the spirulina and the algae that's on the shelves in the grocery store right now has probably been in a warehouse somewhere? It's probably safe to eat because it has not been in the water in the last 2 weeks.
That's right. The spirulina and chlorella, those are both really excellent microalgae superfoods that I've been recommending and even taking for a long time. They have lots of benefits, and it is safe to get them off the shelves or from the stores right now. They haven't been irradiated. In fact, some of the best spirulina in the world is grown in Hawaii. And so pristine water is actually in Hawaii. and the other foods should be safe for now. We have to monitor the situation and see what the radioactive fallout is going to be over the long run. The interesting thing about this, though, by the way, is that many of the answers to radiation actually come out of the ocean and have traditionally been part of the Japanese diet. For example, high iodine content seaweeds, which are consumed in very high quantities in Japan, these are the very things that can help protect your thyroid from radiation exposure. Thank you for your call, Daryl. Some great questions here also from Noel earlier. Tony in Michigan, you're on the air. What's your question?
Hey, Mike. I appreciate you taking my call. I just want to say that our local newspaper in the area of southeast Michigan I live went under, and it was replaced by a kind of internet thing that does kind of a half poor job of covering what a real newspaper did, even though real newspapers are controlled, obviously. But I enjoy reposting some of your articles on their community wall page, so to speak, and for the most part, they leave them up there, so your information counteracts some of the misinformation that comes out of the hospital pharmaceutical
industry. Thank you, Tony. Go ahead. What's your question for us?
My wife and I, and we have a six-year-old son, we have a natural food supplement, kelp, which is obviously an iodine supplement. On the bottle, it's listed as 150 micrograms. Just your opinion, I know you can't diagnose things like a doctor, but your opinion about taking that supplement now and also about giving that to a child now, just a precautionary to build up, or does that work that way?
Well, it does work that way. You need to have natural sources of iodine in your body. Now, Dr. Brownstein, who I believe has been a guest here on the Alex Jones Show, has studied this extensively and talks about the need to consume milligrams of iodine, not just micrograms, but milligrams. 8 to 12 milligrams per day for an adult, I believe, is his general recommendation for ongoing prevention of a variety of disorders such as thyroid disorders. And iodine is even helpful in preventing certain types of degenerative conditions. Now, of course, if you're going to take supplements, I always encourage you to seek out a naturopathic physician so that you're working with somebody who can get your overall sense of what you're taking and what you need. But as a general rule, iodine can be taken in much higher levels than what is recommended by the U.S. government, whose nutritional advice is always really low. Remember, these are the same folks at the government who say you don't need much vitamin D either, or zinc, or magnesium, or calcium. All the numbers are kept artificially low, which causes nutritional deficiency in America, which then feeds the profits of the drug industry and the cancer industry. So it's all connected. That's a great point that you made there, Tony. Thank you for your call. Really appreciate these great questions. Fred in Florida, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead, please.
I've been following the NHK World news out of Japan, and they've been quite informative about the Fukushima situation. The current thinking about the number 3 reactor leakage is that it's from a broken pipe or valve inside a reactor vessel rather than a crack or breach in a reactor vessel itself. They think this because if the reactor vessel itself was ruptured, that the leaking radiation would be much higher.
Well, that's a really important point. I'm glad you're bringing us that news from NHK. That's, of course, one of the news networks out of Japan. If that's confirmed, that would be a very positive development. I hope that's the case. I hope it's not actually the containment vessel of the core itself. Thank you for your call. Linda from California, you're on the air. What's your question?
Oxygen and diet and lifestyle are the prescribed ways to stay healthy, and that applies to Japan, to the facilities as well as the people, which need light and oxygen and air that breaks down toxic waste as well as fallout. Otherwise, it builds and deteriorates into even finer stuff, which is why people get cancer years later. So the advice to people would be an oxygen diet lifestyle. That's why raw foods and ocean stuff, all of this could come under the heading of oxygen. So you don't have to take supplements. You can just fasting is a total detox, because when you don't take any food into your body, it starts expelling the toxins. So you're using all of your body.
Yeah. You're exactly right, Linda. Some really good points there. I would just add that detox is something that a lot of people need because of all the processed foods and junk foods and so on that we tend to consume in America today. Detox is great, but right now, facing a possible radioactive fallout, I wouldn't want to be in a detox cycle right now, just because that can make your body weak temporarily. You know what I'm talking about, where the detox is kicking in and you have some of those toxins being released out of your body. I would encourage people to really boost their nutritional intake right now of superfoods and raw foods and juicing and high quality supplements and, you know, real fruits and vegetables and things like that right now, just to build up their body's defenses and nutritional stores in case something begins to happen with the fallout situation. Because this is not over yet. We're not out of the woods with Fukushima. Let's hope it doesn't get any worse. But that's a great point, Linda. Thank you for calling. Stephen from Florida, you are on the air. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hey, Mike. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Hey, good to have you.
Yeah, what happened was when you tried to pull me up earlier, I'm trying to, as much as possible, keep the cell phone away from my head.
I don't blame you.
Yeah, so I keep it on speaker. Unfortunately, I hit my mute button by mistake. But as far as GMO foods, here's what I wanted to say. I talked to a lot of people about this issue, and even though there's so much information out there through people like you and Alex, and especially Jeffrey Smith and Health Freedom USA, this is still an issue that, for the most part, people are ignorant of. And that's what makes it so dangerous, and that's why I'm glad you mentioned these rallies that are taking place all over the United States tomorrow to make people aware of this, because as far as I'm concerned, you're well aware of what the food industry and Big Pharma has done with the foods, with all the chemicals and pesticides, et cetera. But this GMO situation with Monsanto and the corporate elite that are doing this to me is the most insidious part of what they're doing to corrupt and toxify our food system. And the bottom line is this, and this is the main point I want to make, that people need to understand. Alex has pointed this out very succinctly in his documentary, Endgame. This is about eugenics. This is about a group of people, and they're just a handful, that want to exterminate us all. And, of course, one of the main ways they're trying to do this is through what is our most essential element other than water and air, and that's the food supply, because we can't live without food, and they know this. And so what they're doing is they're trying to basically alter what our Creator gave us that will benefit us in order to make us sick and weak to the point where we can't fight back, and eventually we all just die off.
So you got it. Yeah, Stephen. You know, really, I think you're right on. I think you're right on with the point there. I get your drift, and I think you're right on. The food supply is becoming a source of poison for the people, and this is something that we have to overcome if we're going to have a future. You made a lot of really great points there. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. But it's true that the water's already poisoned with the fluoride. We know that. The vaccines have their own whole story of what's in there, what kind of poisons and toxic chemicals are in there. And now we have the GMOs. And I, when I was on Alex's show last week, I mentioned some of the same things. I said, look, the GMOs, these are the Fukushima catastrophe of modern agriculture. If you think Fukushima is bad and how it's impacting the food and causing the radioactive contamination of vegetables over 100 miles away from the nuclear facility, then you just wait. You just wait until these GMOs get out of control and you have a global food supply that is wiped out, or you have a crash in one kind of crop. What if all the GMO corn fails one year because of the monoculture activities that go on, because it doesn't have genetic diversity, because it has vulnerability to a specific type of insect or a type of mold or fungus or bacteria? What happens when that fails us and then the farmers are left with no seeds, because you can't save seeds year after year due to the seed termination technology that they're building into these GMOs, because they want the farmers to buy the seeds year after year from the same wealthy, influential corporations? This is just a travesty, and it threatens the future of life on our planet. You're exactly right about that, Stephen. Thank you for your call. Larry from Louisiana, you're on the air here on the Alex Jones Show.
Yeah. Didn't I just see it snowing over in Japan there recently since that reactor went up?
Well, I don't know, but as far as the weather's going, there's yellow rain falling out of the sky, and that's scary enough for me. Do you have a question?
Yeah, but that's what I was wondering. Snowing season and pollen season ain't at the same time. So how are you getting pollen if it's snowing?
That's exactly right. Well, when you start breaking down the logic behind some of these excuses that were being given by the Japanese government, they don't really make any sense. That's the truth behind many of the stories that were told today by the mainstream media as well. So I'm glad you pointed out that discrepancy in the report. Yeah, they've been talking about people out in the cold out there. They don't have any warmth because their homes are gone from the tsunami. So how is it pollen season out there? Not sure about that one. Christopher from Alabama, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Doing today?
I'm doing great, man. How are you?
I'm always fabulous. Real quick, are you familiar with a disease called PKU?
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, just real quick about GMOs. I have twins that have that very rare disease called PKU. Well, they'll never eat protein the rest of their life. No milk, no chicken, no cheese, no fish, no birthday cake, no ice cream, no nothing. As you know, if they take in protein, their body can't break it down. It goes to the brain and causes extreme mental retardation. A very neat thing happened with them when they got to be about 3 or 4 years old. They started eating real fruits and vegetables, and their levels went off the chart. And their doctors accused us of giving them protein, and come to find out what had happened, we had given them fruits and vegetables that had been genetically modified, and they had a pig gene in the tomatoes, the watermelon, that made their levels go off the chart.
Wow, okay, that's a very disturbing report. I'm glad you shared that with us, Christopher. Thanks for doing that. Yeah, it's true. I mean, your children can't even touch MSG or free glutamate in any form, including yeast extract, which is a very common ingredient used in foods. I'm sorry to hear that they got a hold of some genetically modified foods. But I'm sure the reason you mentioned that is because it's important to point out what happens on our planet when you start combining animal genes with plant seeds. This is completely unnatural. It's a violation of natural law. Some would say a violation of God and Mother Nature as well. This is not the way to run the future of our world, by playing God and Frankenstein with all these seeds. We are headed for disaster on the agricultural front, I believe, if we continue down this path of GMOs. Thank you for your call. We have Rob from Illinois. Oh, Rob, I'm sorry. We got to take a break. All right, here on the Alex Jones Show, we're going to come back from this break and continue a call with Rob and wrap up the segment of what we talked about today. This is Mike Adams filling in for Alex Jones today on the Alex Jones Show. Talk to you soon.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of 2 Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new SightGlass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula. and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Friday. We are having a great time here taking some calls about issues, GMOs, the Fukushima nuclear power plant catastrophe situation. I'm filling in for Alex today. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Now, when we left before the break, we were about to bring in Rob from Illinois. Go ahead, Rob. You're on the air.
Thank you, Mike. You're doing a great job. I just wanted to point out that about the middle of last year, the Carlyle Group, which is a Bilderberg Group member, and they bought the largest vitamin and health food supplement company, the parent company of the largest vitamin and health food supplement company in the country. And I'm curious as to whether they may try to introduce some GMOs into the vitamin and health food supply, and I wanted to get your take on that.
Well, currently, the USDA organic label does not allow GMOs to be used. In fact, the organic definition does not allow GMOs to be used in any kind of nutritional supplements or foods. So that's currently a good protection for us, but that's always under attack. And that's why it's so important to join these protests and get out there and be part of these groups. Everybody from Jeffrey Smith at the Institute for Responsible Technology to even the Organic Consumers Association is involved in this. It's important to keep on protesting and pushing for GMOs to be out of the foods and protected, especially out of organics. Did you have a follow-up question there, Rob?
Well, I was just wondering if maybe they might try to go on and dissolve the vitamin world that they bought, you know, either that or some way attack the vitamin industry by now owning it.
Well, my sense is that these very powerful global corporations, they do know that there's money to be made in supplements. A lot of the more popular common vitamins on the shelves, the low quality stuff, is really manufactured by what are essentially pharmaceutical companies. And they use a lot of synthetic vitamins in those. I'm talking about the low cost, low quality stuff that you find at everyday stores. But the good side of the industry is the very high end, very high quality nutritional supplement companies, which tend to be smaller, and they're doing a great job out there. And I know that you'll continue to support those companies because they're bringing us really important nutrition that we need to help us prevent chronic degenerative disease. Nutrition really does work to do that. We still have a little bit of time. Thank you for your call, Rob. I really appreciate it. Vin from Arizona, please go ahead with your question.
Hi, Mike. Can you hear me all right?
I can. Go ahead. Yeah.
Just bridging off what you guys were just talking about, the nutritional deficiency in this country is hitting an all-time high. And one of the studies that I found from a Southern California school was measuring vitamin C content in oranges. And they were going after big distributors who were apparently keeping oranges in their warehouses for months. And they were sitting there, picked off trees ripe. The peel was completely green. When it was time to ship them out to the stores, they dyed the outside of the peels orange and shipped them out as fresh. People go home and buy these. These schools are testing these oranges, finding zero vitamin C content.
Yeah,
you want to know why these companies are buying up these vitamins, vitamin supplements and whatnot? Because we are going to have to be dependent on those supplements.
That's the nutritional value of our food. I think there's an effort, Vin, to actually lower the nutritional value of our food. The same thing happens with tomatoes. You make a really good point. They say that you're buying tomatoes that are ripened on the vine, but what they don't tell you is they cut the vine off, too, and then just leave the tomatoes attached to the vine. They don't tell you that they use synthetic gas chemicals to ripen bananas in the warehouses before they ship them out to the grocery stores as well. So there's all kinds of stuff like this going on. I hope maybe we get a chance to come back and talk about what's really in your food on a future episode, depending on Alex's schedule. I mean, there's so much you need to know about what's in your food and what's not in your food. It would absolutely shock you. We'll get to that now. The rebroadcast of this show begins in just a couple of minutes here on the other side of this break. I want to thank you all for joining me today and allowing me to sit in here for Alex Jones. The rebroadcast includes Paul Joseph Watson, Christopher Busby, and of course Phil Moffitt, the gubernatorial candidate for Kentucky. Thanks for joining us today here on the Alex Jones Show, and I look forward to joining you again in the future. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Take care.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.